This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say last weekend saw one of the biggest snowstorms in Denver's history. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The National Weather Service says more than 27 inches of snow fell across the metro area between Saturday and Sunday night. That's Denver's fourth largest accumulation ever, according to snowfall records dating back to 1881. This weekend ranks behind a storm that dropped over 30 inches of snow in November 1946. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A $50,000 EPA grant is aimed at growing gardens in South Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund site. The agency has been removing soil contaminated by toxic lead and arsenic from hundreds of properties. Pueblo Food Project Coordinator Monique Morez says the program will be in Spanish and English.
To really use this as a platform for community conversation around improving food access and health outcomes and community resilience in this neighborhood that has been troubled with some of these environmental contamination issues.
Morez expects to have the gardens ready for this growing season. A Colorado School of Mines vice president is the new director of the Pentagon's Advanced Technology Branch. Geologist Stephanie Tompkins joined Mines in 2018. She headed federal projects in atomic physics, biochemistry, and materials science. Denver is expecting dense fog for tonight and lows down to 20 degrees. This is CPR News.